Spinster and a servant to free a man from Marshalsea.
Harumph! Lizzie sputtered as she led him from the parlour to their bedchamber. God bless them if they tried. They'd make us richer than the king if they succeeded.
Chapter 1.
Sometimes, when a season fails to secure the happiness of a young lady or two, say one sister or cousin, then the next course of action is to organise the perfect house party. A notation found on the back page of the Bachelor Chronicles. Tally, whatever are you doing there, clutching your writing desk like someone is about to steal it?
Lady Philippa Knowles asked.
Someone is, Pippin,
her cousin, Miss Talia Langley, replied, nodding in the direction where Tally's sister, the former Miss Felicity Langley, now the Duchess of Hollindrake, stood in the posting inn yard, ordering the harried footman about with military precision.
She's rearranging the luggage.
Pippin looked askance at the melee of boxes and trunks.
Yet again,
Tally sighed, sharing a commiserating glance with her dog Brutus, who was ever at the hem of her gown.
She used to do this to Papa when we were travelling on the continent, order the trunks and bags rearranged over and over again. Don't you recall how she harried those poor fellows when we moved to London last winter?
Oh, yes,
Pippin mused.
I had quite forgotten. Perhaps Hollindrake could suggest. I've already advised him not to waste his breath. Papa and I learned never to argue with her over it, for she only fusses all the more until it is all put to her liking.
Is there such an arrangement?
Pippin asked, her face a mask of innocence, but her eyes sparkling. Tally laughed.
No, but she is determined to discover one.
There was barely room for the Duke's procession of carriages and wagons in the small yard, let alone the luggage now stacked in every remaining bit of space. And worse yet, the untimely arrival of a crowded mail coach, as well as a post chaise, had only added to the chaos as the passengers and postillions jostled for room. Add to that, the luggage from the mail coach was being divided as some of the passengers departed, and others waded through the confusion to gain their appointed seats.
I'll not lose my sketchbook and jewellery case,
Tally complained, clutching her writing box closer.
And one of us had best stand guard over our carriage, lest we find her over here, ready to send our trunks to the wagons beneath a crate of dishes, and insisting Aunt Minty be moved as well.
She wouldn't,
Pippin declared, nonetheless taking a nervous glance at Felicity.
I do think she's far too busy to notice our poor possessions.
Tally's reply was an arched glance.
Oh dear, you're right.
Pippin's brow furrowed.
Look, she's sending some fellow over here now.
Muttering her favourite Russian curse under her breath, Tally planted herself firmly before the carriage she and Pippin were sharing with their aged chaperone, Aunt Minty. The footman's pace slowed as he neared them and found himself facing the two young misses.
And just what do you think you are doing?
Tally asked, handing her desk over to Pippin and scooping up Brutus. The young man hung his head.
Well, miss, 'tis Her Grace's orders. I've come for the trunks and your aunt.
He stretched out his hand toward the carriage door, and Tally sidestepped into his path.
Bother Her Grace! You're not to open that door!
Brutus aided her cause by letting out a menacing growl. Well, as menacing as one could be when you were a dog that could easily fit into a hat box, and a very small hat box at that. Still, it was enough to get the footman to draw back his fingers, for Tally's little dog had gained a reputation amongst the Duke's servants as being a nasty bit of trouble. Tally shot a heated glance toward her sister, who was right now arguing with the wagon driver over the proper balancing of trunks, before she turned her glare on the hapless servant.
Our Aunt Minty is sleeping. She is not to be disturbed.
Yet the footman persisted.
Miss, I can't go back there without something in hand.
He lowered his voice and pleaded.
She'll have my hide.
Oh dear, poor man. He was right. Felicity would have his hide. Tally heaved a sigh and wished her sister's fondest desire had been to marry a tailor or a butcher rather than a duke. Quite frankly, her twin had become a regular tyrant since she'd married Hollindrake.